This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
When we first launched this podcast, it honestly felt like we were being buried under 100 new tasks every single day between building a website and figuring out branding and payments. It can be overwhelming, and we quickly realized that we can't do everything ourselves.
You need a system that actually works for you. And for millions of businesses, that is Shopify. Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of brands, from huge household names to small businesses just getting started. And it's built to feel like your own built-in business partner. You can launch a beautiful online store using hundreds of ready-to-go templates, accelerate your content creation with Shopify's AI tools, and easily run email and social campaigns that help you reach customers wherever they're scrolling.
Plus, Shopify gives you world-class expertise across everything, from inventory and payments to shipping, returns, and international selling, all in one place. So if you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify.
So turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 a month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie, and see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.
We'll never ever hear again. Okay, let's go. You ready? Let's do this.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Welcome to another episode of Opinions Matter. This one is with me, Jeremy Dixon, and Katie, who is sitting to my right as we record this podcast.
Good afternoon, good morning, or good night, depending on what time of the day you're listening to.
That's all she has to add to this. So we turn off her mic now, and she is gone. You can just hear her gaggle in the gaggle cackle.
You got told this at work that I have a cackle. One of the lads at work, he was ripping the piss out of me about my cackle.
I said this when you weren't here, and Adrian said I wouldn't have the balls to say to your face, but I am going to say to your face now, yeah?
I know what you're going to say.
Your laugh. Yeah. The sound of your laugh, yeah? that thing there. Yeah. Shh.
It's the anti-Viagra.
That's not the topic, by the way, today, Casey's laugh.
We could do an hour on it, to be fair.
Your laugh.
Yeah.
Turns me off quicker than a woman in a size 20 bikini on a beach with sweaty armpits and a hairy moustache.
I thought you were going to say.
And bits of cheese on her breasts because she was eating nachos. It drips of cheese on her breasts. And paw print tattoo on her arse. Oh.
Yep. I've actually been told my laugh is very endearing. Thank you very much.
Anyway, you're very welcome along to this edition of Opinions Matter. And we have a very serious, you wouldn't think so, but we have a very serious conversation coming up today. And it's one that is going to fire people up because it's all to do with drugs. And I don't know if you were looking at this in the news recently, that a committee, special committee, want to decriminalise possession of drugs for personal use. And one of the people behind that is a good friend of ours, Mr. Gary Gannon, from the Sock Dems. And Gary Gannon, who is the chair of the Oireachtas Drugs Committee, said that personal possession of drugs for one's own use should not be treated as a criminal matter anymore and should be instead met with a health-led approach. So the committee is recommending to repeal Section 3 of the Misuse of Drugs Act 1977 to decriminalise the possession of drugs for personal use and introduce a comprehensive health-led approach, yada, yada, yada. So basically what that means is, okay, if you're caught walking down the road with a suitcase of cocaine or weed, obviously that's not what that means. It's for personal use. So for argument's sake, Katie, someone walking along the road with a small bag of weed for themselves, they get pulled over by the guards and they take out the little bag of weed. What's this for? Are you selling it? No, it's just for personal use. Okay, go about your merry way. If it's a small sample of cocaine, like obviously if someone has a kilo of cocaine on, that's not for personal use. Okay,
so I think anything other than maybe a small bit of weed or a joint or something, because weed, let's be honest, weed is on a different level to the likes of cocaine and ecstasy and crystal meth and everything else, and heroin.
Okay.
So take weed out of it, because I wouldn't consider weed one of the more... Now, I don't do any drugs, so I'm just going to say I have never... When I was younger, I did smoke weed now and again. I do not, other than the odd drink now, I am teetotaler. I'm clean as a whistle. But I think anything more than cannabis, absolutely. Zero tolerance.
Okay, I'd include cannabis in that as well.
No, I wouldn't go as far as to say cannabis, because I think we should look at what you know, the severity of drugs. I don't want a world, so people saying, you know, it should be decriminalized for personal use. I don't want it being a world, my kids growing up in a world where it's normal for people to be walking around with a bag of coke or some heroin or some crystal meth or a bag of pills. I don't want that to be normalized. And I think by decriminalizing drugs, we are normalizing drug use, and therefore,
okay,
we are limiting, or not limiting, what's the word? We are not showing the full reflection of what they can do.
I agree with you completely. However, let's just play, and I'll play devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
Take John, who is a recreational cocaine user. Yeah. And he's going out on a Saturday night, and he wants to do a couple of lines of coke when he's out on Saturday night. It's his body, his business. So he, on a night out, brings a little bag in his pocket. He's not harming anyone but possibly himself.
It's normalizing it. If he wants to, if he wants to.
But he's doing it anyway. He's doing it anyway.
Exactly. But there needs to be, so what? There's no deterrent now. There needs to be a deterrent. We cannot have kids growing up in a world where it's normal for people to be walking around with heroin or coke or crystal meth. That's just not okay. Whatever about a bit of weed, because weed, I wouldn't consider it one of the more extreme drugs. But the rest of those drugs, all of those drugs, they tear families apart. They destroy lives. We cannot accept a world where the people just walk around with it and nobody cares.
Okay, here's what Gary Gannon said. It's recognising the fact that criminalising people for their own drug use has not reduced harm. So in other words, it hasn't stopped them. It hasn't stopped them using it. And again, that person going out on a Saturday night with a little bag of cocaine is going to do that either way. Why?
But
would
it's not the point. It's even if they're going to do it, well, why further encourage it? Why further? Do you know what I mean? Like I said, kids should not grow up thinking that it is normal for people to be walking around with that shit in their pocket.
Yeah, but sure, how would you know that they have it in their pocket?
By saying, let's decriminalise it, by decriminalising it and saying, you know, if it's for personal use, it's okay. It's normalising drug use, and that is not okay. Not only that, but we're also, by normalising it, you're also fueling gangland crime. You're not.
No, I believe anybody that you cannot stop someone that's doing cocaine or cannabis or weed, whatever the case may be. You can't stop them doing it. This is just freeing up police time, that if they catch someone walking down the street with a bag of coke for personal use, that they won't have to bring them into the station.
But by not doing any, by not having any law against it for personal use, then you're normalising it. So people can just, so what next? They can take it out and do it. I was sitting in a bar and somebody takes it out on the bar table next to me and does it. Well, it's for personal use, not doing anything wrong.
No, this is not talking about doing it. This is talking about possession. Okay, obviously, you can never be in a situation where someone could do a line of coke in front of you in a bar. I've seen it in a bar before. I was shocked. I'd never seen it before. Saw it a couple of years ago. A fella literally in the corner of a bar doing it off the table. Couldn't believe it. That's how like naive I am when it comes to drugs. Anyway, we'd like to hear from you. So 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. Katie and myself are actually both pretty much in agreement that no, absolutely not. This law should not be repealed. We should be still holding people accountable for carrying drugs, even if it is for their personal.
Do you think it will be repealed?
Yeah, I think it could be.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think
it could be. I just don't see it. I don't know if I see it happening. I think there's way too many problems too many things have to be sorted before that can happen.
Okay, here's Robbie.
It's good to free up resources because the guards were fighting a losing battle. People were going to do it regardless. The only problem that I've run into is, what do you determine to be a personal use amount? I know some people who'd go through 300-400 euro, you know, in probably a week or 2 weeks of cocaine. No, I wouldn't touch myself. I've never had any interest in it. I don't care what they do, to be quite honest.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Thinking about giving your home a fresh new look? At Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, you'll find quality flooring, beds and furniture at prices you'll love. Customers across Dublin keep coming back for their famous 500 euro stairs and landing package deal. Up to 16 square yards, supplied and fitted. And if you're considering a bigger makeover, explore their great value laminate flooring and vinyl ranges. Perfect for busy family homes. Friendly service, expert fitting and unbeatable value. That's Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. Visit the showroom or learn more at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.
Let's go to Lisa. How are you, Lisa?
Hiya, how are you doing?
Good. What do you make of this? Do you agree? Do you think people should be able to carry drugs, even hard drugs, any drug, for their own personal use?
I actually just seen the article before you asked me to come on. But I don't, like, I don't use weed now myself, or I'd have the odd drink. But I know people who, you know, would have a small amount and they're not causing anyone any harm. So I don't see a problem now. I don't know about cocaine, but with a small amount of weed, I don't see a problem.
So cocaine or weed, absolutely no problem once it's for personal use?
No, I don't know now. I don't know enough about cocaine now myself, but I don't see a problem with weed for personal use.
So it would be the same once it's for personal use.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But then you're literally saying this drug is illegal to take, but it's okay if you're just taking it for yourself.
I mean, cannabis is, people use cannabis for pain relief. I've heard of people living with cancer.
They use it
to ease their symptoms or to get by with the symptoms.
Yeah.
So in cases like that where it can actually give people, you know, proper relief from pain and stuff, you need to look at
another, another thing that I know of, you know, someone who you know, can't drink alcohol anymore because it just doesn't agree with them. And they have, you know, anxiety and a small amount of weed, you know, at home. It's safe, you know.
So, okay for weed, not okay for cocaine.
But I'm not sure on cocaine.
But you're literally comparing apples and oranges. Cocaine and weed are two different machines.
No, but my argument would be,
you can't lump them into the same. No, one's class A, one's class B, and it's class B for a reason.
But how, Lisa, how does it affect your life if someone's doing, no, I think it's sad. I think anybody that can't go out a weekend without doing coke. And by the way, cocaine is rampant in Dublin. Absolutely rampant.
I have a personal experience of someone I knew years ago who was using cocaine, and it pretty much was, you know, destroying their life, their family's life. So I don't really have a good opinion of it, you know. But as far as weed's concerned, I've never seen anyone there really with a problem, unless they're abusing it, Jeremy, you know.
And did this person, taking too much. What age was this person when they started on cocaine?
In their 20s.
Male or female?
Male.
Yeah, because it's huge among females as well. The amount of young women that are taking.
You're going back to the. You're going back to now about 20 years ago. This would have been, and they were in their 20s, and it just destroyed their life.
But what difference? What difference would it make if it became legal for him to be able to carry it?
It's normalizing it. At least if it's against the law, where, you know, someone is saying, well, you shouldn't be taking this. This is a highly dangerous and highly addictive substance that's going to fuck you up eventually.
The thing about cocaine is, from what I've seen, you know, it just turns someone into a really angry, what would you say, person. It's different to weed. Weed seems to just relax people, you know, and it's good, as Katie said, for, you know, health benefits as well.
So, someone going out doing cocaine on a Saturday night, as I said, I think it's sad, I think it's pathetic, but they're not affecting any of our life. They're not affecting your life, they're not affecting my life.
No, and that's fine. But if you are going to say, well, we're not, it's completely decriminalized now to use, you're saying, I think by doing that, you're kind of saying it's okay to have. I think by doing that, you'd be making out that cocaine is harmless, that it's not that big a deal, when really we should be, you know, stressing to kids growing up how dangerous it is. Oh. And heroin, and crystal meth, and pills, and everything else. You cannot take away. I think by doing that, you're diminishing the severity of the
outcome. Sorry, lads, everybody knows cocaine is dangerous.
By normalising it, you are diminishing how the severity of it. You are 100, and we're not just talking about coke here, we're talking about everything. By normalising all of it, you are literally,
because
it's almost like saying, oh, it's not that big a deal, it's fine, just use it yourself.
No, but hang on, when you're in a bar on a Saturday night and you're out on a night out, Lisa, probably 1/5 of the people that are sitting in the same bar as you have it in their pockets.
But you're missing the point. That doesn't matter what people are doing and hiding from society. You can never stop that, but you can stop it almost saying, well, it's okay to take it, it's not that big a deal. Legalizing it for personal use, or decriminalizing it, I don't know if that would necessarily legalize it. I don't know the exact language around it. But by decriminalizing it, it's almost like you're saying it's not that big a deal, when it's heroin, coke, ecstasy, all of that, they kill. They destroy families. They destroy people's lives. They kill people. It's just, no, you cannot normalize it.
Okay, yeah, stay there for a second, Lisa. Let me go to Colm. How are you, Colm?
I'm good, thanks, Jeremy.
Good.
I'm absolutely sweating here in the UK. It's 34 degrees, so.
Jesus.
Warm. We're not far behind you here. Anyway, what do you make of this?
I don't think, well, as a lifelong addict or recovering addict now, I don't think decriminalisation is good enough. Like, I think I want to check. Move anything that we can take out of the drug dealers, the drug barons. We all know who they are. They all live in the same roads, like the roads we all live in. We know who the fuck they are. And I just think a lot of blame is being put on, like, oh, everyone goes out and does cocaine. That's because the market's flooded, you know. And I'm just a decriminalisation is not a good idea.
Let's be very clear. Nobody is talking about decriminalisation. What they're talking about the decriminalisation of carrying the drug for personal use.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's all it
oh,
is.
Oh, sorry.
So if a 22-year-old girl is going out on a night out and she's a cocaine user, that she's able to carry a bag of cocaine for personal use without fear of the guards stopping her, searching her, and arresting her first?
No, I don't agree. I think it should be a large fine, such a large fine that it puts fear in the young adolescent people. I don't think it would work that way. No,
there's a lot of people saying here about alcohol, and they're right. Alcohol does destroy families as well. Alcohol is relevant to the conversation because it is a drug that destroys families as well, but. They're never going to.
And by the way,
you're not
allowed to carry around alcohol in public.
You're not allowed to drink in public. Well, no. Pubs and stuff, but you can't drink on the streets. No, like the guards can have you moved on and take
so
the drink off.
So there is
you.
A law on that.
So
yeah.
there are limits. I wouldn't say limits. Not everywhere.
Mention alcohol is absolutely ridiculous because that if that was the case,
well, it is relevant to the conversation because.
So what? You can't carry alcohol for personal use.
No, that's not what I'm saying. But people are making the point that alcohol destroys a lot of families too, and it is true. Alcohol is the biggest the biggest drug in this country that causes the most problems because it's so accessible. So there is also a problem with alcohol, but the point is nobody, the Irish government are never going to ban alcohol or to make it against the law. Never.
No. That
it's never going to happen.
No country is ever, well, bar Islamic states, obviously, that have a ban on alcohol. No. Jesus Christ.
Darren says it's okay because it's legal, and he's right. Unfortunately, there are families who are destroyed by alcohol, thousands and thousands upon thousands, more than any drug in this country. I am certain of that. But unfortunately, it is the case. They are just never going to.
So, okay, well, let's go back to Colm. What is wrong with somebody carrying a little bag of cocaine for their own use?
Well, I have to agree with Katie. It's too normalised. I did it all my life, and it's so far from normal. We shouldn't underestimate it. I did it all my life. I carry around hundreds of pounds, hundreds of euros. We're just going to hand more power to the drug dealers, to the drug barons. They're going to manipulate the system, and we're going to be 10 steps back. I think we should face it head first and say, if you're doing it regularly, well, there's something wrong in it. There's something wrong with you. Do you know what I mean?
And when you were, you did every drug, did you? You did cocaine, weed, the whole lot, yeah?
Well, I did. So I did everything except for methamphetamine, and I tried heroin once and I never liked it.
Okay, so when you were addicted to cocaine, yeah? How much, if you were going out, how much would you have on your person?
A minimum of a quarter ounce, 7 grams.
Okay, so that amount, clearly you weren't dealing. That was literally just for personal use, yeah?
Yeah, no, if I was dealing, you'd carry at least twice that.
Yeah.
Easy.
So it was obvious that if a guard or policeman pulled you over, that it was just for personal use, correct? You there?
The police...
Oh, he's gone. We'll try and get him back. Here is Martin. How are you, Martin?
Afternoon, folks. I certainly agree it should be decriminalised for a small amount like that. I know it's illegal. Drugs are wrong. I'm not an advocate for taking any sort of drug. But there was a time there 20 years ago, I know it has changed since, where you could get brought up to court for having a fiver's worth of hash. I mean, the courts are already backed up enough do we really need to be bringing people up to court if they want to have a bag of coke on a night out, if they get caught with it, is it really worth bringing somebody to court over that? Also, I think people who are like in the throes of addiction know that if they got themselves clean and was able to get back to work without that conviction, say if they got convicted for having a small amount of heroin or crack for personal use, it would help them get their lives back on track. So that's it, folks.
Thank you, Martin. Then we go to Kieran. How are you, Kieran?
Good, how are you?
Good. What do you make of this?
Yeah, just on the point of, comparing again with alcohol, Daisy's right. She said the government are never going to ban alcohol, and that's right. And that's her point. That's the point I'm making. You're not going to ban alcohol because it's so normal. We wouldn't dream it in a million years of ban alcohol because it's such a normal thing.
Because if alcohol was introduced today, it probably wouldn't have made it across the line if it were.
Exactly.
It wouldn't be sold in shops today, knowing the health risks and how it's the effects it has on families. It wouldn't have crossed the line.
Exactly. Look what we did with cigarettes. We've made them so unaffordable because of the risks to health. The vast majority of problems with drugs, with harder drugs, is society. It's not on personal people.
I think that we will see in our lifetime cigarettes more or less eradicated.
Yeah, but
I think we will see it in our lifetime.
But I know it's a discussion for another day. Vaping has absolutely destroyed the country. It's destroyed. People who never would have smoked are now vaping.
Yeah, because they're flavoured and they're attractive because they're scented and flavoured and everything else.
The amount of kids you see vaping. Oh my God, I say it to my son every day. Do not touch them.
And they haven't been around long enough for people to know the long-term effects.
No.
Like, that's grand in the short term. I've never vaped. I don't smoke either, but nobody knows the long-term effects. You're starting to hear stories now of people who start vaping younger. People are getting cases of lung cancer and all these lung diseases and stuff. Now, it might not be related. You can't believe everything you read.
Discussion for another day.
The alcohol is relevant because it wouldn't make the line today.
Okay. So, Kieran, drugs for personal use, should people be able to carry them? Should you be able to walk down the street with a small bag of weed or a small bag of cocaine or heroin?
Yeah, but I'd also like to make the point that has already been made about what determines personal use because, I know of a case, I work in the security industry, and I know a case years ago that a truck driver was stopped coming into Ireland with literally a truckload of cigarettes, and they were confiscated. He took them to court, and he won because they were for his personal use. So, that has to be sorted out as well. But I also think that, if we kind of, I'm not saying decriminalize, but if you have a bit of hash could be purchased legally, you could then have investment going into rehabilitation with money that's coming from that going to the government. So, yeah, that's another aspect of looking at it.
But do you not think that by decriminalising it, that it's almost saying to people, it's not that big a deal?
It's not decriminalising it. It's saying you're able to carry it for your own use.
You're not going to carry it to look at it, okay? So let's not, we can go with the language here or whatever, but if someone's carrying it, we know why they're carrying it. They're either using it to sell or to use. And if it's only a small amount, you're going to assume that they have it for personal use.
Exactly.
So they're going to use it. Do you not believe that if you decriminalise it, that you are essentially lessening the severity of something that is actually quite a big problem and it actually has huge consequences to people's lives?
But what's the consequences? They're already doing it.
But it's not about whether they'll keep doing it or not. It's about that there has to be something to acknowledge that this is very dangerous. It's not something you want to, even if you're already doing it. I still don't think we should be decriminalising and further normalising what is already a massive problem in society.
So you want the guards to be able to pull people, search them.
Yes.
If they find a small amount of cocaine, bring them down to the police station.
I don't know what I don't know what the outcome is. I don't have the answers, obviously, but I don't think we should decriminalize this, the hard drugs, the heroines, the pills, the crystal meth.
Okay, so the only thing you should be, would you agree with that, Kieran? The only thing you should be able to carry for your own personal use is weed. That's it.
No, I wouldn't agree with that because, you know, like you said, it's your body. If you want to go down the route of carrying...
Absolutely, you know, and if you want to put shit into your body and fuck your life up, that's your choice, but...
Yeah.
As a whole...
No, you're not harming anybody else, Katie.
No, but as a whole, you're not getting the point. If you want to go and take heroin today or take a line of coke or stuff your nose with coke, that's your business. That's your body. You do you.
You do you, yeah.
But I think as society, there has to be something to say that this isn't right. I think by decriminalising it...
Common sense says it's not right.
I feel that decriminalising is normalising it. Normalising it takes away from the severity of it. And it's just that simple.
There's a lot of things apart from drugs that are completely normal in society that we'd like to, you know, teach our children are not good. You know, but sticking with the drugs, you have, like we've already said, alcohol and how normal that is in society. I mean, we could draw the line. We'd be here all day saying things that are completely normal in society. That
if we already have problems with alcohol, and alcohol's already normalised,
Because
the horse has bolted with alcohol. Let's say you can't put it back in this stable, okay? It's bolted, it's gone, it's long gone. You can't even see it, it's so far across the line, okay? Then why go further and normalise more problematic substances?
You're not normalising it.
You are normalising it. By decriminalising it, you are normalising it.
Anybody that does coke knows the dangers. Yeah, anybody is a fucking idiot. Absolutely.
What I'm saying is, by decriminalising it, decriminalising it, then it's going to be the case where, well, I think people might be more open about having it, which, again, will normalise it in society. I think that at least with some kind of law in place, even if they're not enforced, it's not taken away from how severe it is. By normalising, I feel it's just almost saying that it's not that big a deal.
But the people who do cocaine, lads, don't think it's a big deal. Sure, they don't care on. People who go...
But kids growing up nowadays, you want there to be a deterrent. You want kids to grow up... Okay, people are going to use it, but I don't want my kids growing up in a world where it's normal for people to walk around with drugs.
Go on, Kieran, say again.
There are deterrents in place. If you normalise cocaine, what's the problem going to be? Apart from you're going to have, it'll be like alcohol. You can't buy it unless you're 21. You can't A, B and C. It wouldn't cause half the problems that we currently have with cocaine. I think anyway. You know, Katie's right. It probably would become normal.
And that's what I don't want. I don't want kids growing up in a world where they think that somebody walking around with a bag of cocaine or a load of heroin.
Yeah, no, you're not going to see the bag of cocaine. There's people. Oh,
it doesn't matter. My God. They would know that it's not against the law to have. So what's the big deal? We already have enough problems. Kieran, why add to it?
Would you agree, Kieran, that Katie has her head in the clouds? She thinks that people aren't walking around with... I'm telling you, if you picked up, for argument's sake, just to pick it out of the air, if you picked up 15 young fellas in Cherry Orchard this afternoon and lined them up against the wall and did a search on them, I would imagine a fair percentage of them, would you agree, Kieran, would be carrying drugs for personal use, whether it's weed or cocaine.
At least if it's not decriminalised, there's something can be done about it. There's some kind of there can be some enforcement. If it's decriminalised and nobody says anything and it's normal, walk around with a bag of coke and some heroin in your pocket.
But you won't know the difference. You literally won't know. Go on, Kieran.
Cocaine's going to be here, whatever the law says.
I understand that.
Is here to stay. So how we manage it and what the damage is going to be on society, that's the only thing we can manage. We're never going to get rid of it, but what we can manage, the world is handled by society, and you know, hopefully we'll get to a point where no one's going to bother with it, because it's the point.
Decriminalize it is going to make substance abuse worse.
Okay, stay there for a second, please, Kieran. We have somebody who wants to talk to you in a moment. Let's see what Darren's take is on this.
I was done like 12 years ago for having, I'd say, about 30 quid worth on me. And I got summons to court, €300 fine and €300 to the solicitor. What a waste of fucking time.
Now, it's rare I agree with Darren, but do you not agree that that's a waste of time?
But that was cannabis. That was cannabis.
Who makes you judge and jury to decide which drugs people should be allowed to carry?
One's a class A and one's a class B for a reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Heroin, pills, cocaine, crystal meth, all of those I would lump in the same group. They are severe drugs. They are highly, highly, highly addictive drugs that fuck people up. A lot of people smoke weed and are fine. Now, I'm not saying, like, I don't smoke weed, I don't take drugs, but weed is the lesser out of all the evils, let's be honest. It is. And you know it is, Jeremy. Weed is the lesser.
An illegal drug is an illegal drug. I just think that was a waste of time paying solicitors to go to court for Darren.
I said I don't have the answers, but we can't have a society where it's normal to walk around with drugs in your pocket. Just can't.
Don't wait.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Chloe, you've been listening to Kieran there. What do you make of his points?
He's an absolute mug because he's always banging on about people taking drugs and how it should be legalised and how men who pull down their pants to ingest on the docklands is okay and we should just let them do with their own bodies. But what I have to say is, as somebody, as a sister to a recovering addict, which my brother will be for the rest of his life, there was drug dealers knocking at my mother's home taking pictures of my son going into school making threats against me and my family. Jesus. What did he say to them families? It's their body, their choice.
Now, I'll let Kieran respond to that in a second. First of all, tell me how that happened. What happened the day that drug dealers knocked on the house? I can only imagine.
My older brother, like me, was smoking weed, and then he started taking cocaine, and his cocaine addiction surged past everything. And the drug dealers know if you have parents, they'll pay the debts if there's threats to their home or other family members. So they knocked on the door. These were childhood friends of my brother who ate at my kitchen table and knocked on the door with a knuckle duster to my mother.
Jesus. So hang on, your mother was threatened with a knuckle duster over your brother's debt.
Correct. And pictures of me walking my son into primary school at the time he was 5 were sent to my mother's phone and told if we didn't pay, things would happen.
That is terrifying. So someone taking pictures of your child.
Is like, is that what Kieran's saying? Because until we, like, look at the Netherlands. 400 to 500 million euro in revenue is generated from the taxation of legalized state-grown cannabis. It's not sprayed with anything. It's all legit. And yes, he's saying it's the same as heroin. I'm sorry, I'm putting with Katie here. Weed is a different type of thing altogether.
It is, yeah.
So he's suggesting that we allow all decriminalization for personal possession. I mean, what the hell is wrong with him?
I know. I mean, that story really, and I've heard about stories like this before, but to hear it firsthand, that this will show you how low a drug dealer will stoop.
Oh,
that they literally took that they were using your child.
My child, and I didn't partake in cocaine usage. I took it twice in my life, never liked it. I do smoke weed at night time to wind down. I came off all antidepressants from it. I don't have anxiety anymore. My children have never seen me smoke or roll a joint, nothing. But for him to compare them to as the same type of drug when heroin overdoses and the use of Narcan in Ireland is now 258% more in the last decade, and especially cocaine, which girls take to slim down. He is an absolute joke considering what happened to my family and thousands of other families like me. People burning them out of home.
And when they sent your mum the photograph of you walking your child to school, which is very sinister.
I can't even imagine. Genuinely, I'd say your blood must have run cold.
Yeah, what was your reaction?
I immediately start paying off my brother's debts because my son was threatened.
Yeah, of course you would.
Like, what are you supposed to do? So when I hear people like Kieran saying it's their body, their choice, they don't think of the effects on the family, which leads to another question. Is Kieran in addiction or has he been? Because he seems very set on it.
Well, Kieran.
What? What happened there is an absolute bridge and it's awful. I can't comment on what she must have gone through when that happened. But let me be blunt and say something. What happened if cocaine was legal?
But the drug dealers to make the cocaine still mix it with all that shite. It's not even pure cocaine people in Ireland are sniffing. So what is legalising it going to do? It's going to continue and actually encourage people because the governments aren't going to start selling cocaine. That's not on the manifesto, Kieran. So your suggestion is to just allow addicts take the drugs and fuck the consequences to their families.
What's the consequences?
My child was threatened. Our home was threatened. Cars were threatened. My mother was threatened.
That would happen if the drug was legal.
But it would, because the drug dealers still give out what they call tick, because they know parents will pay to save their children and their homes. Like, what is wrong with you? You are deluded.
Well, I'm not deluded. I'm just asking a question.
Do you think we should just legalise the common cause of this, because if people get caught with it in their pocket,
the consequences were, if it was, I didn't call for it to be legalised.
But you literally said it's their body, their choice, but their choice to put in their body what they did is having an effect on me and my family.
Okay, I've rescued people financially from alcohol addiction. I've helped them out into the problems they've got into. So what's the difference?
I don't drink alcohol. I think it's called a spirit because it's full of badness, to be honest, which is I don't drink it. I think it's one of the worst drugs out there and it's legal.
I fully agree.
That's not what your problem is, though, Kieran, with me. Your problem is that I'm disputing the fact that you're saying it's their body, their choice. It's not their choice what happens afterwards. The consequences they don't face.
It's their choice. They took the drug in the first place.
Yeah, but you're saying it's their body, their choice, as if we should just allow this to happen and people should walk around with little balls of heroin or whatever the hell way it comes in. It's not their body, their choice. It's illegal.
The point we were making is they're doing it anyway, Chloe. There's people every day of the week walking around with drugs or personal use.
But by decriminalising it, you are diminishing the severity of life.
Decriminalising
Chloe and her family.
Decriminalising the transport of it. How would this, Chloe? My argument is: had this law been repealed and had people been allowed to carry it for personal use when your brother was bringing addiction to your front door, how would that have changed the drug dealers knocking on your door?
Well, actually, now that you bring it up, I have the perfect recommendation for what happened. My brother was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and got clean.
So it must have been a fairly sizable amount of drugs.
Jeremy, there was a girl walking under the Bonneau Bridge in Clondalkin the other day where foreign nationals are being beaten up and their bikes are taken off them. Instead of tackling that, the guards arrested a girl I know for smoking a joint on the canal walking her dog.
Stop, really?
Ring Romans Town Garda Station and ask them, because they arrested her on the spot. She's due in court in August for possession of a controlled substance for a joint.
And what did sentence her if she's charged with? What's she expect
to
get for that?
She's more than likely going to have to pay a fine to the poor box, or she's going to be convicted. Normally the judges just give a strikeout and a poor box donation.
And that's more than likely what it will be. But that seems a bit far-fetched now.
And if you go onto the Clondalkin news page, you'll see all the delivery drivers, like cyclists, all them, they're all being attacked under that bridge.
Should we have one
so
on the
bridge? Were. And that girl was arrested for possession of a controlled substance because she was smoking. It was already lit, halfway gone. She was arrested for smoking a joint.
I mean, it hardly seems like it's worth the guard's time, does it, to arrest somebody?
For a joint, no. But if somebody's walking around with a harder drug, yeah, then even if it's not going to change anything, even if people are still going to take it, which they are, I'm not naive. But at least there's something in place to say, you know, this is wrong. You shouldn't be doing this.
There's a good point here about is he asking what's the difference? How many times has a barman been threatened by a family for a drinks tab? See, it doesn't happen. Drug dealers, this just proves the point, and Chloe has proved the point, that drug dealers, and Kieran, can you not hear that? That drug dealers are just nasty, nasty people. They are the lowest of the low. They use Chloe's family to try and get their drug debt.
Imagine using a kid, like taking a picture of a kid. Yeah. That is, there's something so, so sinister and wrong with that.
And you're saying, Chloe, what got your brother off drugs finally was him getting arrested. What sort of...
My brother was arrested.
Did he get a sentence?
He didn't. He went to Clonmore after that, and then he actually was put on a boat by my older cousin and my parents, and he got a job in Wales, got himself cleaned up. He's always going to be a recovering addict. My brother can't be around drugs or anything of that nature. He hardly drinks because that, again, leads him to want the bag of cocaine. He's a very, very proud, hard-working dad at the minute, and we're so proud of him for turning his life around. But for them 5 years, my brother was deep in addiction, caused an unimaginable harm on not only my parents, but they also went to my nanny's on the north side front door and threatened my nanny.
They knocked on your grandmother's door as well.
My brother was put out of our home and had to move in with other family members due to the threats against us from my brother's addiction. My grandmother was threatened on the north side. And bear in mind, we live in Clondalkin.
What age was your grandmother?
My nanny is 83 now, so she would have been about 74.
That is Oh my God. You genuinely would have no words when you hear something knocking on an elderly woman's door. He was nothing to do with the situation and intimidating an elderly woman.
As I said, drug dealers are scum. Scumbags. They're scum. Here's scumbags. Darren. Here's Darren.
I was done like 12.
Oh, sorry, we had Darren already. Sorry, Darren just messaged in to say, we still have Chloe there. Darren just sent a message there on Facebook saying there's no way that girl was arrested over a joint. Would you like to respond to that?
She was actually arrested over a joint. She was smoking a lit joint and she walked past the Gardaí holding her dog's leash. She lives in Bonnog and she was crossing under the bridge and she was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and a court date is also on the way in August.
Why in God's name would the Gardaí waste the time and the paperwork?
Because they say it's the law and they're following the law and therefore they are the peacekeepers of the law. They have to act on it. That's what the law says. It doesn't give personal possession a bypass, which is what this legislation is to bring in. But I don't believe it should be brought in. I think weed should be legalised, controlled and revenue gained from it because people smoke it anyway. I'd much rather prefer to walk into a government-controlled weed shop and buy weed. At least I know it's not sprayed with fentanyl or something.
Was she being lippy with the guards or anything like that?
No, she wasn't. They were down there over the cyclists being attacked and foreign nationals who purchased €500,000 homes in 7 mils are being attacked. So the guards were there doing an operation, particularly at that bridge, and they arrested a girl for smoking a joint.
Would you do me a favour after we finish this call, Chloe? Would you get her to get in contact with us? We'd love to talk to her.
I'll get her to get in contact with you.
And come here as well.
Whether she will or not, I'll tell her to ring you. I'll tell her to listen to the podcast.
Yeah,
she contacts you or not, it's worth it.
Absolutely.
I will get her.
And come here, what happened to you, and fair play to you for being so open about it, what happened to you and your family just proves the danger of running up drug debts, because drug dealers will stoop so low that they were threatening women, children, grandmothers, the whole lot. And the scary thing about this is that you said that they were the same people that used to be in your house eating at your kitchen
bed at my mother's kitchen table, some of them.
And where are they now? Are they all locked up?
I'm not going to say where they are because I still live in the area, Jeremy.
Okay.
But let's just say Little Apple's always come back.
Okay.
Karma is a bitch.
Okay, thank you, Chloe. And hopefully we'll touch base with that woman who did get arrested for smoking a joint. Now, Darren was saying it doesn't happen. Yes, it does happen. The law says you can be arrested for smoking or possessing cannabis in Ireland under the Misuse of Drugs Act, even if it is a joint.
We have a very interesting caller coming up now in a couple of minutes. He's actually written a book about drugs.
Okay, this is Jess.
Is this the same party that we're saying about banning flavoured vapes because the kids are getting a hold of them, but they don't mind legalising all drugs? Make it make sense. I can't have my strawberry ice, but John can walk around with his cocaine or his heroin. Like, do they not hear themselves? But that's a stop down for you. I don't know what the hell Gary Gannon's smoking or doing to make him come up with this idea, but it's fucking stupid. Yeah, let's just go around green lighting drugs. It's all good. Nah, we'll just stop. This is probably a slippery slope as always. One big slippery slope.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Just before the break, Jess was getting angry about Gary Gannon suggesting this. What he said, by the way, let's make this very, very clear again. Gary Gannon or the committee did not say they want to legalise all drugs. That's not what they said. They want to legalise the possession of drugs
They want to decriminalise. They don't want to legalise. The language isn't legalised, even though technically it's probably the same.
No, they just want to stop
They want to decriminalise.
No, they
it.
Want to stop
No, but I'm telling you to get it right, what you're saying. They're calling for it to be decriminalised, not for it to be legalised. And they are two different things, apparently.
Yes, the possession of drugs for personal use should be decriminalised. Now, Stephen, what do you want to say about this? You've been listening to the conversation.
Yeah, no, just a little to the last few callers. Going around and doing that to women's houses, like our parents' houses, it's absolutely disgusting. And I think, yeah, I don't mind with the weed being let in, you know, but the other drugs, I don't know about.
Now, the argument being made is that it's been done anyway. People are carrying them all the time for personal use. If you go into any pub or club on a Saturday night, one-fifth of the people are probably carrying drugs for personal use anyway.
Yeah. So what's the point, you know?
Did you go through drug addiction yourself?
Oh, well, I was, yeah, in the early years.
And what was your drug of choice?
Everything.
Really? You did everything?
Yeah.
And I assume at the time... Go on, say again.
No, go on.
I assume at the time you were doing the drugs, you were carrying the drugs for personal use. You had them on your person.
Yeah, I got arrested all the time. That's what I mean. I don't mind if they're carrying it around, but once for their personal use, and I'm not carrying loads, I don't. That's not too bad, you know.
So the amount that you were carrying was always small amounts, was it? You were never carrying huge amounts?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no, never did, no. But yeah, the amount of times I was in court over, and you just get a slap on the wrist or a fine, so...
Because there's nothing...
It's a waste of time, we think.
So they used to put you through the system. You'd be caught. Say, for instance, you'd be pulled by the guards and you'd have a small amount of cocaine on you. They'd arrest you, charge you. You would get a court summons. You'd end up in court. You'd get, I don't know, were you getting free legal aid at the time as well?
Yeah, just about.
Yeah, so all that, Katie, all that time taken up because...
Cost a fortune.
Yeah, cost the state a fortune, cost you a fortune, just because he was carrying a bit of cocaine to do himself.
Okay, that's but all there he was has doing. To be...
That's all he was doing.
I'm not saying if the answers for what would the outcome would be, but there has to be a deterrent. Even if someone's going to keep doing it, there has to be something in place to acknowledge the effects this can have on people's lives. You know, it people literally die from doing this. It can kill. And I know alcohol can kill as well. But the horse has bolted with alcohol, so we can't, there's nothing can be done about that. But we can with this. You know, we can. Cigarettes will become eradicated. Okay, drugs will never become fully eradicated. They'll never be eradicated. Yeah. We know that. But we still can't be in a situation and in a society where it's looked at as normal. We can't be.
But it's not normal. Everybody knows it's not normal.
But by saying that by decriminalising it, I feel personally that you're not acknowledging the seriousness of it.
How many times were we in court on drugs charges, Stephen?
Oh, geez, back then, probably 20 odd.
So 20 times up in court.
When I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Even for cannabis would be brought to court, yeah.
Imagine wasting, though, Katie, when you think about it, imagine wasting court time over cannabis.
Cannabis is different. Cannabis is different. But with cocaine and heroin and all of that, I'm sorry, like, you shouldn't...
Once you use it at home, it'd be okay, but don't use it, like you were saying about smoking cannabis, don't smoke in the street. Like, if it's legal, you have to smoke it at home, or don't smoke it.
So do you think it was right that that woman was arrested yesterday for smoking a joint in public?
Well, maybe not arrested, maybe told put it out or something.
Yeah, I think the guard should have just taken it off her, shouldn't they?
Anyway,
are you clean now?
I'm clean of drugs, yeah. It's just drink now with a fucking problem with.
Oh, jeez.
But you can drink without wanting drugs. I mean, that's...
I don't want drugs, no. We smoke a bit of cannabis, but no, I wouldn't touch anything else.
But I thought a lot of the time they go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We've had experts on, even on the other program I work on the radio station, we've had drug experts on and people who deal who are addiction counsellors or are working in the addiction field, and they say often they go hand in hand. You can't really have, a lot of addicts can't have one without the other.
Fair play to Stephen. He seems to have got his life together. Fair play to you. Appreciate it.
And thanks for calling us.
I love to hear stories of people coming out the other end of it. One last call on this. Patrick, how are you?
How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
No worries at all. Should we be arresting people for carrying drugs for personal use?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. But I can see the problem with the police and courts and stuff like that, because what you're looking at is that the escalation of the use of drugs is that, you know, every second person that they arrest or they search has got some sort of either class A or weed on them. So that's where the problem is, that the problem is that you just can't cart everybody into court. You just can't. That's really what they're probably looking at, you know. But on the whole thing about, you know, caught with a bit of weed is one thing, caught with heroin and cocaine is another.
Okay, so you think you should just extend to cannabis for personal use and not cocaine, and certainly not... certainly not heroin.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you got to look at too. I was talking recently to somebody high up in the HSE, and we were talking about the weed story. You know, that weed is now, you know, they were saying like 90% of young people dabble in weed. But the problem is that the weed that they're smoking is not like a joint that you smoked in the 60s and 70s and 80s. But the grass that they have now and that they're circulating with gangs and stuff like that is tampered with, and there are chemicals put in. And the girl in the HSC was saying that, you know, she was saying to me, like, many people are coming through the door with mental health issues related to smoking the weed, and she says 90%. So, you know, so you're going into a different field, like, you know, when you try to do this and try to say, like, we need to do this, that, and the other.
And the problem is as well, the problem is as well with weed, and we know it's obviously it's less harmful than cocaine and stuff, but the problem is, Patrick, as well, when you have young fellas doing weed, they're just they're running up drug debts.
And just to say there, someone said they're look at Nikki Hayes, she almost ruined her life. Nikki
She's a good friend of ours.
I know Nikki very I was only talking to her recently. Nikki is an absolute, and when I say she's an inspiration, if you don't follow Nikki Hayes, go onto Instagram and look her up. She is a recovering addict and alcoholic, and she kind of documents her journey through addiction, her good days and her bad days, her work she's doing now.
She's so open.
Oh, she's so open. This is a woman
I often say to her, Jesus, keep some stuff back. Like, you're very young. But
what
that's
she's trying
she is,
to
yeah.
do is she's trying to help other people who might be in the same situation. So if you are somebody who is struggling or thinks you might think you might have a problem, go on to Nikki's page and have a look at her Instagram, because that girl is incredible. She leaves me speechless, and she's so lovely, and I'm just so happy for her, because she's one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. So when you hear stories like that, you know it can be done. It's not too late. While you're breathing you can still change.
Anyway, whether or not this happens, whether or not this goes through and they do decriminalise the possession of drugs for personal use, we'll see in the next couple of weeks. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to this Opinions Matter podcast. Been quite an eye-opener, I have to say, with that drug dealer story. Not the better for that. Anyway, make sure you subscribe on Spotify, click the green bell, and you'll never miss another episode of Opinions Matter.
Thinking about giving your home a fresh new look? At Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, you'll find quality flooring, beds, and furniture at prices you'll love. Customers across Dublin keep coming back for their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal. Up to 16 square yards, supplied and fitted. And if you're considering a bigger makeover, explore their great value laminate flooring and vinyl ranges. Perfect for busy family homes. Friendly service, expert fitting, and unbeatable value. That's Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. Visit the showroom or learn more at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.